The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, is it worth your while buying a second-hand electric car? New stats out today say that a three-year-old electric car is now $7,000 cheaper than a diesel one. So is that a bargain or a bad investment? Shane O'Donoghue is editor of CompleteCar.ie. Hello, Shane.
Morning, Claire.
What do you read into that?
I think what we're seeing is a stabilization in the market, to be honest, which is a very good thing. You know, we had a year or half a year of misinformation about EVs, and that probably stunted EV growth in Ireland a couple of years ago. And the market stabilized since then. It's become more sensible. And you're also seeing that the used car market is now stabilizing. I very much see this as an opportunity because, let's face it, most people buy used cars. Only 120,000, 150,000 people a year are lucky enough to be able to afford a new car. So the vast majority of people buy used cars. So it's a very important part of the market. And
does it not make people nervous, though, about buying an electric car, whether it's new or secondhand?
There is obviously nervousness, especially when you for any technology, any product, when you're investing this amount of money, if there's a complete change in the technology, it's an unknown for people. You can fully understand that. But I'd be very frank. I mean, old diesel cars, I don't think are a great investment. They generally will come from, they will generally come with high maintenance bills, and they eventually will develop expensive maintenance issues. Now, I'm not anti-diesel. I think the diesels still have a big place in the world, and a lot of people need the long distance economy and range that they provide. But I think what this shows is that it's probably a good time to start seriously considering an EV as a used car.
Mm-hmm. I have a listener here who has an EV since 2018. They have 250,000 kilometres on it, commuting to and from work in the first five years. I'm now seeing major issues with the battery degrading. However, I'm currently weighing up the options to replace the cells or change the battery or completely replace the car. Either way, I've saved a fortune by having an EV, which I can charge at work for free. So you have to balance it, don't you? I mean, that's barely cost them anything since they had it in 2018. But now you're looking at an asset that maybe has degraded, you know, at a much quicker rate and faster. It's now worth a lot less than a fossil fuel car.
Well, nobody is saying that it is worth less, actually. I think the latest data is showing that it isn't worth less.
But if their battery is degraded, you're going to have a problem moving that on.
No, there's no doubt. But any used car that has done that kind of mileage will be worth very little. A used car that's done very high mileage isn't worth a lot. And it's not like engines never fail either. You know, if an engine fail or a big part of an engine fail, that's expensive. That's also potentially thousands of euros. That's the big unspoken story out there that everybody talks about batteries failing, which doesn't happen very often, it must be said. They do degrade a bit. But for years, you know, people have had issues with engines as well, where even just a part of an exhaust in a diesel engine could cost you a couple of thousand euro to replace, never mind the engine itself. Mm-hmm. So ever has it been, if somebody's doing very high mileage, they, you know, you've got to expect that a car will lose value. And that's the exact same for EVs.
Just coming to the new price of the EVs, because many people balked at them because the price was very high initially. Now, I know it's moderating, but then as soon as you drove it away and brought it home, the price, the depreciation on that new price seemed to fall very, very quickly if you compare it to a petrol or a diesel car. Is that still the case?
No, that was a result rather of the misinformation from 2024, where there was a massive media attention on a few negative stories around EVs, and it resulted in dramatically dropping residual values for new EVs.
What negative stories were they? Remind us.
Well, I'm sure you covered it yourself back then. It was talk about, you know, that the batteries are useless after a couple of years, that you'd have to replace them within 2 years, that they don't last, that they're basically nowhere near as they don't have the longevity built into them that other cars have. There's quite a few bits and pieces being mm-hmm. talked about, and it just drove down interest in EVs and drove down values for EVs.
Okay,
things have definitely stabilized.
So you see that all that has changed now, do you? But this news that, you know, your secondhand EV is worth less than your diesel or petrol, it's probably going to rattle nerves a little again.
No, yes, but this latest data shows the opposite. This latest data shows that things have stabilized. And yes, there is less than comparable, but it's not that they're dropping. It's just that they have stabilized at that. And that's the value of the market now. If you look at the trend for the residual values, which is how much value a car holds, then it is
That's my point about it, that, you know, if your three-year-old electric vehicle now costs less than a comparable diesel vehicle, you're going to look at buying a new electric car and go, well, that's going to depreciate more than its fossil fuel cousin. So what am I better off doing?
No, I see where you're coming from there. But no, what this data, my take on this data is that it shows that those three-year-old cars are less worth less there. But it also, this data also shows that depreciation has stabilized, so that EVs are depreciating no quicker than the other fueled cars.
Okay.
So absolutely, you know, the data shows two things there.
Thank you very much, Shane, for being with us. Shane O'Donoghue from CompleteCar.ie.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.